I'm Mike Suzek of the Fourth String and Modern Game Player podcast, and you're listening to That Sports Gamer Show.
Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 8. I'm TJ Lauerman, and alongside me is my co-host, Scott Binns.
Yo.
And we are here to bring you the latest in sports video game news from the week that was. And Scott, let's kick it off with our favorite topic, NBA Jam. They finally released a roster update.
Yay!
And better than, as you predicted, was the All-Star break, so it was 2 weeks earlier than that.
Yeah, definitely. But there's a reason why it came so quick.
Yeah, they didn't actually update any of the players or add new players. They just moved around the guys that were already in the game.
Lame.
Baby steps.
But are there really any rookies that are, outstanding being missed or anything like that?
Not that I can think of.
Now, here's the question. Will there be another roster update?
You gotta expect there's gonna be one around All-Star break with all the new guys in.
If there's another one now, I wouldn't count on it till like end of the season at best.
See, what's weird to me is NBA 2K12 made all the guys and just had them waiting for the roster update. So I don't know why EA Sports didn't have all the rookies made, just waiting to be able to do the roster update.
Good question.
Because right after the season started, I think only a week or two later, NBA 2K12 got their full roster update.
But it seemed like, weren't they like trickling out guys in roster updates or something like that?
I think it probably had to do with the NBA Players Association. Like, you have
kind of like the MLB rule.
Yeah.
Everyone complains every year that the rookie. Well, why aren't the rookies in the game? Because they haven't played in a game yet. We can't put them in the game.
Yep.
Sorry.
But what's funny with MLB, when you look for the roster updates, like you'll see the notes online, it'll be like move from free agent 2 to free agent 1.
Oh, yeah.
But they have a free agent list of guys all created just waiting to move into the game.
Funny.
But I wonder if it's actually in the game and then you can somehow get to it. But
probably. Well, you think someone would have found it by now.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm glad they at least came through on their promise.
Yeah.
Of a guaranteed feature. That's why, I mean, it seems like they kind of had to be hounded for it, which is why I'm leery that there'll actually be another roster update.
Yeah. I gotta expect there's going to be one at the All-Star break and a couple break.
I think you have high hopes.
Well, I'm just thinking that the playoffs take like 3 months for basketball, so.
All right.
They will get one out at some point, I assume. But speaking of roster updates.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Segway. WWE 12 released their final pack of wrestlers for you to purchase, including Mick Foley, Macho Man, and Bautista, all for 80 Microsoft points, or
a dollar
each. And you also get Brodus Clay and Kane for free.
But Kane is only free for another week at the time we're recording.
That is really dumb.
Yeah, there was a big... sort of the community was in uproar because when they put Kane up, they accidentally listed him for 80 points. And like, oh, you said Kane would be free. Yeah, we know. We're working on it. Ah, it was all.
Now, did you buy the pack or any of the guys got?
I did. I got them all. Batista's the only guy I was hesitant on, but I'm like, yeah, he's kind of fun. And they're really good. My only complaint across them is that they gave Macho Man a really lame rendition of Pomp and Circumstance, but you can fix that yourself if you want, so.
Yeah, and actually, I hadn't purchased anybody yet, so I kind of got to the point where I was just like, you know what, let me just buy the unlock for everything. So I started playing with everybody now.
Fan access, so you get all the divas and everything, and Michael Cole. And.
Yeah, I think Michael Cole and JR may be going for the tag titles in my universe. Don't ask me how that happened.
It's universe mode. It can happen. It doesn't need to be.
I'm still depressed that Kane is the old Kane.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's old masked Kane, not new masked Kane. Which
we didn't
have time to make the model. Like, well, so what? This is what bugs me about WWE games. And the thing is, I feel bad for them, especially since it seems like. Right around fall of every year, when you know the roster's been finalized, that's when everyone decides to like change up their outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cena got you know, got a new shirt in October. Kane just came back with a new mask and everything. Cody Rhodes dropped his mask that he was wearing literally a week before the game came out. So, like, I don't blame THQ for those things being wrong. But at the same time, it's like, well, why can't you design the game so that you can fix these things?
Right.
One other problem is that with Masked Kane, you can't actually use him in universe mode.
Right, and that's the same way with Christian, right?
The new, with, the yeah, with the Christian. Classic, yeah, the classic Edge and Christian. Because they're considered separate characters and not different costumes.
Yeah, which is dumb, because if they're considered separate characters, why wouldn't they be let in?
Well, it's like they're separate characters, but they also the game also recognizes that they are the same as, you know, current Edge, Christian, and Kane.
Yeah.
Which is even more messed up.
And you know what? That wasn't a problem in WrestleMania 2K, because I'm pretty sure there was a match that had all four faces of Foley at the same time.
Well, yeah, it's because you could do copy matches.
Right, but that was the same. They were the same. They were four separate characters that you had to unlock.
It was a little different in those games. It was also. Oh yeah, no, four. Yeah, you're right. WrestleMania 2000 did have all the Foley characters as separate characters.
Yeah. And in the storyline, I think you played. There was a match where all four of them were in it.
Yeah, I think it was only the three at the time because he hadn't wrestled as Mick Foley yet. But then. And then No Mercy, they dropped Dude Love and just had Mick Foley. So there's only ever been three at a time. But
interesting. But with the new DLC pack, they also released a patch. And since I know, Scott, you have been chatting up people on Twitter about this patch.
Yeah, well, about it. The biggest thing, let me look up the list again. I wanted to go through the list here. Some of it we don't care about, or I don't care about.
A lot of it.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me run down this list. Okay, so there were general gameplay fixes. Fixed an issue where the ring texture would flash. I never saw that one. Addressed finisher system where players were awarded too many or too few finishers. This one I saw. Like, if you're playing Shawn Michaels, his signature is a top rope elbow drop. If you missed it, you got two finishers.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now it will now be Shawn Michaels and miss his signature.
But they fixed it. I thought it was a funny thing. Some freeze stuff. One big thing was they fixed the pin meter so that if you were hit with a finisher in an Elimination Chamber match, you literally could not kick out. The meter moved too slow to get to the part where you would kick out before you were counted down.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, like, and the funny thing is that, like, three-fourths of matches you can find online are Elimination Chamber matches for that reason. Universe mode, and this was a big one. They got rid of you had to have 15 in-game superstars on both of your two brands. Mm-hmm. And everyone was all upset because a lot of people want to just have all creator wrestler brands, and they fixed that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't bother me, but I think it's great that they listened to the community on that one and fixed it. Apparently the draft works, which I guess that's good. When I got to the draft in my universe mode, I had exactly one match for a draft pick. So, like, my rosters didn't change at all. Lowered the frequency of injuries. Yeah, I didn't think there was a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a injury in universe mode yet.
Let's see. Addressed issue where Royal Rumble and Money in the Bank winners were not getting their title shots at WrestleMania or whatever. I never saw that one either.
Yeah, actually, last night, I think Bret Hart cashed in his Money in the Bank.
Oh, and yours?
Yeah, for the Intercontinental title.
For the Intercontinental title?
Yeah.
Why?
Old school Bret Hart, man.
All right. And that was that. Let's see. The online made numerous improvements to help improve the stability and reliability of community creations, which, as we've said, has not exactly worked right since day one.
Right.
So they patched it. Or so they say.
Yeah, it's better.
Well,
when you can still get on, it's better, but still searching has been kind of a problem.
Yeah, the biggest thing, the biggest problem, is that you can't custom search still, and that was like the big problem. You don't get disconnected as much, which is great.
Yeah,
but this is somewhat unrelated. I've downloaded a bunch of creator wrestlers that now, for whatever reason, I can't use online because apparently they've been taken off the server. One thing they issued, like one glitch, quote unquote, that all people were complaining about was the crotch blur.
What?
So for Well, for a number of years now, they have included mandatory blurring around the crotch and like the basically the butt crack, because people were basically using designs and stuff and making nude creator wrestlers and what have you. So they put this crotch blur in so that people couldn't do that, and everyone's sort of been up in arms about it, despite the fact there's a perfectly good reason to do it.
Nobody wants to see crotch, obviously.
Right, right, right. But that also kind of means, like, a lot of guys who have detailed trunks, like, you can't make them because it blurs around the crotch. So it's sort of one of those legitimate complaint, but you're not going to win.
Right.
I mean, part of it, I think, is WWE probably mandates it. Or maybe even Xbox. Or Microsoft and Sony. And they address this by saying, listen, it's not a glitch, for one. It's done on purpose. And we're not going to fix it because people suck. They're going to try and work on, you know, do something about it for next year, they said. But it's people complain about it and they shouldn't is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. I mean, they did some good things with the patch. The not having limits or being able to do all creator wrestler brands is good.
Yeah. But one problem I'm still having is when I go into universe mode, like the first match of a show,
yeah,
it takes forever.
Do you have creator wrestlers?
Sometimes. But even when it's not, I think it takes forever.
I just think it's creator wrestlers. Because I know in mine, if I've got a match with two creator wrestlers, that will take a while to load. But normal matches, I don't think they'd take that long.
I'll take
a look. You're like stuck watching the arena and fireworks go off forever.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, I see. When you have creator wrestlers, I think it does take a while. But otherwise, I think it's fine. But that's my opinion.
Interesting.
I don't think that's a problem. I think it's just, well, loading assets and if you've got guys that have custom patterns on them and stuff like that.
Yeah, because we've had some online games take a while that had community creations in the match. So maybe that is it.
Yeah, and I kept loading guys that apparently I couldn't play as anymore because they weren't on the server. Which, kind of lame. Well, I have them. Can't you put them back on the server?
Yeah. It's kind of dumb. And I wonder if when people update people, does it...
Oh, that could be it, too.
Seems interesting. Seems like a weird little thing.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, as you know, WWE 12 came out last year, as well as WWE All-Stars. But we're not going to talk about that. What we're going to talk about is the All-Star Weekend that just occurred.
That is the most forced segue ever.
It's not forced at all. Last week's All-Star Weekend, where the NHL had their skills competition and NHL All-Star Game, and the NFL had their Pro Bowl, which may have been the most depressing TV I've ever seen in my life.
And for what it's worth, because WWE calls it that, it was also the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, ridiculous.
They kind of call that their All-Star Game.
I can't believe all this stuff was scheduled the same day. Given that, I also think NBA should move up their All-Star Game.
And just have
it all in the same weekend.
Well, I think WWE always did they've always scheduled the Rumble for that week in between the Super Bowl and the NFL playoffs. And that used to not be much of an issue just because the Pro Bowl wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I think they're losing viewers to the Pro Bowl, but, the NHL, that just kind of happened to fall on this weekend, didn't it? It's not like usually the same weekend.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. That seems to me the NHL All-Star Game I thought was later, but...
Yeah. But the most exciting thing that I watched that whole weekend was the NHL Skills Competition.
Which I maybe saw while channel surfing, but otherwise did not see at all.
Yeah, I channel surfed through it, and then I DVR'd it because I had to leave. I was like, I need to watch this. Because they have some cool stuff. First off, in those speed competitions they do, those guys are really fast.
I can believe that, but are they are they like wearing all their regular gear and carrying the hockey stick?
Yep.
Okay.
And they have to wear their helmets.
Right, right.
Because they're taking such sharp turns, they were worried.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I could see that. Just lose an edge and suddenly you're going headfirst into the boards. I can see it.
Yep. And the first guy didn't know this rule, so they had to like send his helmet out to the ice.
Nice.
And then they also have now, you know how like the NBA, the dunk contest is kind of a joke now.
Yeah,
even more of a joke that Blake Griffin's not going to be in it this year.
What?
But in the skills competition now, they have a penalty shot thing, but it's like make up your own shot, and the fans vote for who had the best one.
Do they actually have to beat a goalie, or are they just like?
Yeah, they have to beat a goalie, and the best part is the goalie is in there having fun with it too.
Okay.
Like making cool sliding saves. One guy actually, as the guy was coming down to shoot, he turned around and started watching the reflection in the glass behind him and blocked a shot.
So basically the player and the goalie have to come up with the most unique situation they can.
Right, but the goalie's not involved with the shot. The goalie's just doing his own thing. the goalie's not really supposed to block the shot. So you'll see like a lot of cool like dives out of the way. Like Ken like got faked out. Then one guy.
I get what you're saying now. The goalie is there because there's supposed to be a goalie there.
Right. And at one point the goalie just did the Tebow. And the puck hit off his skate.
Oh my god, I want to see this.
But I think the best was a guy came down. They put the puck on his stick where he does it and like lifts it up in the air on his stick, like he's got like he's playing lacrosse.
Okay.
He did a spin move. The goalie did a spin move. I think the guy ended up missing the shot.
The
goalies were literally the best part of the whole thing. But after that, the fans could text in to vote for who had the best one.
Well, that's cool. I like when they put it in the hands of the fans.
Yeah, that was really good. But that made me really miss having the skills competition in a video game. Because I remember the old 2K hockey games used to have it.
Yeah, either as maybe just as a training mode, maybe. But yeah, they were there.
Because I love the accuracy. We have to break the plates in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put that in the game. EA Sports, if it's in the game, it's in the game. So put it in the game.
All right, then.
I just want the accuracy shooting thing, at the very least.
All right.
But also, Zdeno Chara set a new record with a 108-mile-per-hour slap shot.
That's fast. I would not want... even if I'm wearing padding, I don't know if I want to be a goalie taking that.
They don't put the goalie in for that.
I wouldn't think so, but I'm saying if he generates that slap shot during a game...
Yeah. But it's also kind of rigged because he's so tall that his stick is, like, technically illegal. Because he's 6'9", which is like a head above everybody else in the NHL.
And that's before you're on skates.
Yeah, he's a monster. But his stick is like, he had to get an exception to the NHL rules to use his stick because it's too long.
Wow.
Because if he had it, he'd be like crouched over the whole time.
I guess that makes sense.
So he can just generate so much more torque. And.
Okay. Well, still, and I wouldn't want to face that in a game.
Also, iTunes has the NHL All-Star Skills Competition and NHL All-Star Game for $1.99 each.
That just might be worth it.
I've done that to a couple in the past.
Just to see that, like, penalty shot competition.
Oh, yeah, that's the money right there. I could tell you who wins, but I'm not going to ruin that for you.
Right, well...
But it is great. So if anybody out there has $2, you should probably go watch that. I've already seen it, and I might go watch it. I might go buy it now because my DVR cut off the end where they do like. At the end, they do legitimate penalty shots.
Okay.
And that part got cut off, but I already.
Who cares about
smiles.
That anyway? Legitimate penalty shots. But then the Pro Bowl was kind of bad.
Oh, hold on. Let me do an impression. This is my impersonation of an offensive lineman. I don't know if you just saw that. I just stood up.
So I was at a bar watching the Royal Rumble, but, you know, there was like every other TV also had the Pro Bowl on. And if you went to the back bar area, you could listen to the Pro Bowl, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also on Twitter on my phone, and so I was seeing, Jeff was complaining about it a lot. And I looked over, and yeah, like, they'd snap the ball, and both lines would just stand up, and, like, the D-line would kind of jog at the quarterback, and... The O-line would just kind of like, oh, can you go around me? No, I'll take a step this way. They just stood there. It was sad.
Yeah, I didn't even believe it when I saw the tweets coming in.
And they weren't even trying to tackle.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Oh, I saw one play and I was disgusted.
There was one athletic play where Aaron Rodgers threw a pass that was deflected by the D-line, and then he jumped up to catch it.
Nice.
That was probably the most athletic play.
Sounds like it was the most exciting play, too.
The next morning, I was listening to ESPN Radio. And they were like, Brandon Marshall won the MVP of the Pro Bowl. He's tall. Literally nothing happened. That was the description of the guy who won the MVP.
He's tall?
Ridiculous.
Wow. They got to do something about that. All right. So we're coming up on baseball season.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw on thatsportsgamer.com, we had the MLB 2K12 teaser trailer, which shows a guy working his way through the minors to come up to the pros and face none other than cover athlete Justin Verlander. And you can go watch the video on the site to see how that worked out for him.
It probably works out exactly as you think it would.
Yeah, great. But they also released a set of features for the game this year, which is pretty much the features from last year, but with less features.
Yeah. All right, the one feature, like the reason I wanted to talk about this is the live season.
Mm-hmm. The today MLB Today season mode.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I think, sounds really cool. From what the way I understand this will work is on any given day, you can choose to like play a game and have that the result of the game you play be entered into season mode as opposed to the result of the real game.
Interesting.
Do I have that right?
That sounds good enough to me.
I'm just reading the feature thing here. For the first time ever, play along with real life MLB season as it unfolds in caps. Take charge of your favorite team and see how you stack up against the rest of the league over the course of a 6-month long season. Okay. That does sound really cool. And I guess if you miss a game, you just get the real result of the game that day.
All right. That is pretty cool. If that's how it actually works, I'm pretty interested.
Now this is the 2K game. So is it actually going to work?
Well, we'll see.
No, we won't. I'm buying the show.
Well, also true.
That's the worst part. It's like, no, this. Hey, that sounds awesome. Still not buying your game.
They make really good trailers.
They do. They do make really good trailers.
If there's one thing I can say about 2K Sports, really good trailers.
Right. Okay, other features. Dynamic tendency system. Just as in real life, opposing pitchers and hitters will learn your tendencies from one at-bat to the next, challenging you to mix up your approach on both sides of the plate as each game unfolds. They didn't have this already?
Yeah, right.
This didn't already exist?
If you throw the same set of pitches to the batter, they should figure it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happens already.
But if it's, I guess since it's not there, I hope it's even better for this year. Because my favorite thing in these games is to pitch. And trying to get the, just throwing like inside fastball, outside curveball, gets really boring when you know it works.
Yeah.
So I love trying to mix it up. So.
Oh, then apparently they don't have it, or the show doesn't have it, or something.
As long as this gets it right where you're going to get beat if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, I'll be
right.
Happy.
Yeah. But isn't that how the guy won $1 million last year? He found, the glitched pitch?
Yeah. I think it was up and in splitters. I think last week I said it was something else, but I think it was up and in splitters.
Whatever. He found a pitch you could abuse.
Yep. And they've also added a new throw meter for when you're fielding that presents a classic risk versus reward situation every time you make a play. Which I'm pretty sure that's what the show's had for a couple of years.
Will you queue up throws before fielding the ball to save time or take a moment to set your feet for better accuracy? So basically, will you throw the ball before you have it or after you get it?
Yeah, and then once you get it timed, you're done.
Yep.
Improved and my player mode?
Good. Shouldn't they be improving that every year? No, I wanted the exact same my player mode as last year.
But I think what they're saying, let me just read the actual thing. It says, want to be the next all-star slugger or ace starter? All new player types let you decide your path to the majors. Goals, expectations, ratings, and progression are all customized by position and player type.
Doesn't the show already have that, too? There's those little sliders you can adjust when you start your career?
Yeah, but I think they mean the goals aren't going to be based on, you're a hitter. You need to do this. I think it's going to be you're a second baseman. You need to be good at doubles, I think.
Okay. Maybe.
If you're a small, fast guy, it's not going to be hit 3 home runs in the next week.
Oh, yeah. I always get that in the show because I want to be a little fast guy. And they're always like, hit a home run.
Yeah.
But my guy's not built to hit home runs.
Or if you're a huge power hitting first baseman, it's like, steal 3 bases this week.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm not going to do that. But most excitingly is the soundtrack featuring Cool Kids, Skrillex.
Oh, I have heard of them.
I think they were in Madden.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The Joy Formidable.
Who?
Group Love.
I think I've heard of them.
My Morning Jacket.
Who?
And More.
More! Oh, I love More.
I hope More is huge this year.
All right, hang on. They just announced the soundtrack is a feature. Let me get this straight. This game will have music.
The thing that I will put my headphones on to not listen to is in this game as a feature. It's a sad state of affairs.
Be done, 2K. Just be done.
Yeah. It's going to be sad when it's gone, but...
Yeah, and the show, copy that awesome feature. Go.
Oh, and what's interesting is, since there's a lot of talk about MLB 2K12 being the last in the series, it's coming out for, like, Wii, PS2, PSP.
Everything?
It's coming out for pretty much anything you can play a game on, but it's not coming out for Vita. So I was thinking either it's A, Sony doesn't want them to make it for Vita yet, and they want to push out the show and get that year head start, or...
That would make sense.
Or they've pretty much given up, and they aren't even thinking about the future. Which also might possibly. Also make sense.
Yeah, I think it would be sad. It's like, you, instead of, you know, using the competition to make yourselves better, you just gave up. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, and I think the problem is they thought by getting the exclusive license, they would be the best game. Yeah, the exclusive third-party license, that they would be the best game. And they just kind of rested on their laurels, and the game got worse progressively each year.
Yeah. Because, yeah, no, the game, I remember I was really excited and really loved ESPN 2K5 baseball.
Yeah, it was good.
But no more.
And 2K6, I think, was good.
I feel sorry for people who only have an Xbox.
Yeah. I really feel that those people should buy a PlayStation, like many people that I've told, buy a PlayStation. Like, and Scott, who has one game.
No, not even. I sold it off. I sold it off right now. So I don't have any games for my PlayStation 3 right now.
Yeah, and I also told my brother-in-law, I was like, you just need to buy. You need to bite the bullet and buy a PlayStation. Which he has done, and now he likes the show and Uncharted. So that worked out well for him.
That's my only problem, is that there aren't any other games on it that I wouldn't rather play on the Xbox for, like, community reasons.
Right, and that's why I've pretty much switched all of my sports games over to Xbox. That and Season Ticket only being on one system.
Yeah.
It's sad, but hey. Speaking of people that are sad, you know this guy Doug Baldwin Jr.?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. He is apparently the leading wide receiver for the Seahawks, which may be part of the reason why nobody knows who he is.
All right.
But hey, if you want, you can go follow him on Twitter at DBFresh15, which, since his name is Doug Baldwin, which I didn't know, I read DB Fresh, I assumed he was a defensive back. Brian Lewis corrected me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He went out on Twitter and said, somebody call up Madden and tell them they messed up my toughness. I'm a 65 and I'm pissed about it. Then Donnie Moore, the Madden's ratings czar, came back and said, I got you, DB. I'll take a look for the next update. By the way, great rookie season this year. I see big things in 12 for you. And to which Doug Baldwin Jr. replied, I appreciate that, my man. Thanks. Do you think it's wrong for players just to be going out on Twitter and asking for better ratings?
I think certain players could get away with it. But considering you said Doug Baldwin Jr. and I said who, he's not one of them.
And
What does it mean about ratings if all it takes to get a rating change is to complain about it?
Right, and I'm sure a 65 toughness probably is too low for him. He was
the
leading receiver.
What does toughness even do?
Just how he's angry at the guy across the way from him. Scares the D-back, maybe. But this brings into a bigger situation that I got into a discussion with one of my friends after reading about this. When you play NHL and FIFA, the top guys are like 93, 94.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. But in Madden, there's a handful of 99s, including Patrick Willis, who just got upgraded to a 99 in the last roster update. I think
Aaron Rodgers is in there.
And then a bunch of guys actually have 100 in some ratings. Now, I think it's just like, you know, soccer and hockey aren't as big in America.
Right.
So
not to mention soccer and hockey, both NHL and FIFA, they've got like umpteen million different leagues you can play with.
Right.
And you know, so they've got to represent the skill gap across those leagues.
Right.
Whereas the NFL is just the NFL.
Yeah, but it's like I don't see hockey and FIFA people going out saying, hey, I'm not getting respected with my stats in a video game.
Right.
I think these players, at least the football players who are the biggest complainers about their stats, should probably just be focusing on the field and not worrying about what they are in a video game.
Yeah, that also seems right. What is it? Yeah, what does it say about Madden if the players are actually complaining about what they're rated in the video game?
Right.
This isn't the first time. Wasn't there a basketball player who complained about his ratings in 2K or something like that?
I think he complained about his speed or something.
Yeah.
But I always feel like it's a football player. Oh, my speed is too slow. Everybody wants to be faster. It's like,
yeah, that is the most common complaint.
It's like, all right, hit the gym. They'll figure it out when you get faster on the field.
Yep.
But the only soccer player I've heard of complaining about it is Liverpool's left back, Jose Enrique, who
the most generic Spanish name ever.
And I believe his name's actually not Jose Enrique. It is Jose Enrique Sanchez. Is his full name? Oh, sorry. His full name is Jose Enrique Sanchez Diaz. He's just commonly known as Jose Enrique.
You just keep adding more generic Spanish names onto it.
But he's a left back for Liverpool, and apparently he's a huge FIFA player.
Okay.
And loves playing Ultimate Team, but he's only a 79 left back, which is respectable.
I don't follow soccer. Is that accurate? Is that fair to what he actually is?
Yeah, to what he is, that's fair. Which okay. is, you know, middle of the road left back.
Yeah, and that's, you know, from what I followed in FIFA, that sounds like, you know, Premier League caliber player.
Hey, he's not amazing, but he's not terrible. He's gold.
Yeah.
Possibly even shiny. Not sure.
Ooh, shiny.
But he went to, I guess he contacted the guys at FIFA, but he's like, I play foot all the time. Make me better. So they actually made an inform card of him, rated a 95, and gave it to him.
Just him.
Just him. It's locked to his Xbox gamer tag. But that's amazing.
That, you know what? That's cool. I think that's sort of a nice thing to do to a player who is really a fan of the game. I got no problem with that. I mean, he's the only player who has it. So.
Yeah, I think that's the smartest thing, that they gave it to just him.
If nothing else, keep an eye out for it. If you're ever playing against a 95 Jose Enrique, 96, yeah, Jose Enrique, you know you're actually playing him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've seen some pictures on it around the internet. It's pretty awesome. So also, there is, if you Google FIFA card generator, you can make your own Ultimate Team card.
Like, and actually in the game?
No, but an image that looks like an Ultimate Team card.
Okay, that's still kind of cool. Like, will it actually take a picture of, like, your pro in the game?
No. Come on, Scott. You're asking way too much about this.
Okay.
Just give it a picture, and you pick your team, country, and ratings.
Okay. That's still cool. I was just hoping. So I could give it the picture that I used to make my virtual pro.
Yeah, you could do that. That would actually be pretty genius. Though my virtual pro now has a really douchey-looking mustache and no chin. I really have to go back in and fix that. But I've actually just made a big change in pro clubs, and now I'm pretty amazing. Pretty excited for that.
All right, so we got a Twitter question this week, and it comes from Poetic Drink to You. Should EA's next boxing game have more of a WWE 12 universe mode aspect? And I got to say, that would be brilliant. And I'm going to expand that out a little bit and say MMA games, too. The idea behind universe mode is that you're not really just playing as one guy or one storyline. It's just sort of, you know, things are happening. So I think the way this would work in a boxing game is you'd get the entire fight card and you could just play each match as you go along. So you'd have a control of every weight division, individual guys trying to make them win. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be. And I think he was even more specifically talking about just being one guy, but having more stuff going on, like starting rivalries with people and being able to move through the weight classes.
Okay. But,
which is what you could kind of do in universe mode in WWE 12 if you just choose to select your one guy.
Right. That is definitely one way you can play universe mode.
Which is kind of the way I've been playing it, but kind of branching out now, but I think it'd be really interesting to see a boxing game like that. The only problem is you need a lot more roster people.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, because in the last game, I think they had one bantamweight and two featherweights.
Wow. They had one boxer in a weight class? How did that even work? Who did you put them against?
I don't know. I think you just dealt with it.
Could you had to create guys for him or what?
You must have. But it always seems like every year there's two or three weight classes that only have, like, a small number of guys.
Right. And I'm going to expand that out to MMA games, too, the UFC games. I think that'd be a great feature for them.
Yeah, especially the idea of having, like, a story, like being able to, like, challenge people and start rivals and allies.
Right. I think, you know, WWE went with it first because, you know, wrestling's fake. It's storylines. That's more what wrestling is about than boxing or MMA, which in theory should just be about the fights. And
yeah, it'd be really cool to join up with, like, a team. Like the old the Lion's Den WWE, or even like a group of guys who have the same manager or something. Just some really cool stuff they could put in.
Yeah.
It's just
someone should. He should. You know. He should be tweeting at like EA or THQ or somebody about this.
Yeah, and I think he's been dealing with those guys. So.
Oh, all right.
Hopefully,
well, that's good.
Hopefully, when they actually announce something, there will be something cool in it.
Yeah.
But remember, you, the listener, can always reach out to us on Twitter. For show-related stuff, you can tweet at ThatSportsGamer, or for me personally, you can tweet at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, how can they reach you on the Twitters?
At DarthObvious. Oh, and I was also going to plug, I just picked up NHL 12 this past week and have started a fourth-string EA Sports Hockey League team. It's a public team. You can just search fourth-string and join up. TJ's played a few games. We're kind of terrible right now, but... Basically, we found out we need to win games to get better.
Yeah, it's actually really fun, even though we're terrible.
Yeah.
And then don't forget, you can go on Facebook, search for That Sports Gamer, give us a like. That would be great. Also, don't forget to go over to iTunes, where you probably downloaded this from, rate and review it. That would be great. Help us out a little bit. Also, you can leave comments under the show notes in the post on ThatSportsGamer.com. And don't forget, we'll be back next Monday with a new episode. We'll talk to you then. Scott, what do you got to say?
Till next week.